This evening, House and Senate negotiators reached a tentative agreement on a tax cut package. Congressional Republicans agreed to drop the central provision of President Bush's proposal in an effort to get a bill passed before the Memorial Day recess. This version would not eliminate taxes on corporate dividends, although it would temporarily reduce them. Tonight's agreement sets up a climactic vote in the next day or two on the Senate floor. Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna at the Capitol. David, is this a done deal? Do the House and Senate leaders think that they have the votes to approve this compromise?
Well, Melissa, I just spoke with a top GOP aide who said that she would not call this a deal, but she said it's as close as you can come to a deal in Washington without actually having both chambers, the House and Senate, agree to this. There do seem to be some kinks to be worked out still, but the main thing is that the Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is saying that he has the 50 votes in the Senate that he now needs to get this compromise through the Senate. Of course, Vice President Cheney could break that tie and push them over the edge. But Frist is not saying who has flipped over and come on board with this tax cut. We know that at least one senator who had been sitting on the fence has done that.
And it looks like the negotiators took the Senate's cost number of $350 billion. Is that right?
That's right. The House had passed a bill for $550 billion, but the Senate was pretty much stuck with that $350 billion number because that was what they needed to promise to get people to approve the budget a few weeks ago. And the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Charles Grassley, had said that he would not bring a tax cut for the final approval of the Senate that was larger than $350 billion. So they were stuck with that. And George Voinovich of Ohio, Republican, had insisted, along with several other senators, that the tax cut be no larger than that. And it took him meeting with Vice President Cheney here in the Capitol most of the afternoon to get him to come on board. And it seems that the way they did that was they actually shrunk down the size of the tax cut even more so that it fit within the $350 billion limit that he said he would not go above.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that's gone, as we mentioned, is the dividend exclusion that the president wanted. Instead, the House version of a tax-cutting mechanism.
Yes. The House version does cut the dividend tax, but it only cuts it down to 15% for most people. And it also reduces the capital gains tax rate from 20% to 15%, whereas the Senate version was going to eliminate the dividend tax entirely, but only for 3 years. The House version sunsets or does away with this reduction in the tax cut, possibly in 4 years, 5 years. It depends. This is what they're trying to work out right now. But it was pretty clear that they couldn't come up with a tax cut that was under $350 billion unless they dropped this provision that would eliminate the dividend tax cut entirely.
Mm-hmm. David, what else is in the compromise version?
Well, there is money for aid to the states, $20 billion for all of the states, and there's also money for a refundable tax credit for families with children. That adds up to about $12 billion. And that money for the states is actually quite controversial still because there are members of the House who say that they won't vote for the tax cut bill if it includes $10 billion for Medicaid. They think that this money would be wasted if it were given, and it's not clear whether they've worked that out yet.
What are the final hurdles for this bill to pass, David?
Well, it has to be approved by a conference committee, and that may happen tomorrow. It has to be approved in the House, and then it has to be approved in the Senate. And, of course, in the Senate, they may or may not have the 50th vote they need. To get that, they may have to do something about these sunsets that make some of these tax cuts expire before 10 years are up, because many senators are saying the true cost of this tax cut could be more than $1 trillion if you extend those tax cuts over a 10-year period.
Okay, NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.